Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Christmas tradition for many, and I am one of those. This is an amazing rock show. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, coming to New Orleans next Wednesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. If you've never seen it, and if somehow you have been alienated by the word orchestra, this is no boring orchestra with violins and cellos and timpanis. This is a rock show with a light show that would equal any light show you have ever seen. I don't care whether it's Pink Floyd or Taylor Swift. This is one amazing show. I love talking about it every year. And Al Petrelli, one of the creators, he is with us every year when we talk about this, and Al joins us again this afternoon. Al, I look forward to this every year, and I know it's a Christmas tradition for many. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Always a pleasure to hear your voice, my friend. How's everything? How's the family?
Everything is good, and I can't wait till next week and getting ready for this interview and going over some of the new music from the new album Ghost of Christmas Eve. I'm really psyched for it. I don't know how to accurately use words to describe Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's an experience.
It's an experience, and I appreciate you saying that because I know you've seen many shows over the years, and this is something that was Paul O'Neill's brainchild. I helped him start the recording process 31 years ago this coming February. And we started touring in 99, and Paul said he wanted to put everything he could back into the show every year we come back out. Not only growing the production and all that, but also changing the music, changing the presentation, changing the narration. Because there's a group of people, especially in your community, I affectionately call them the repeat offenders. And they come back year after year. If they came to see us 20 years ago with their kids, now they're bringing their grandkids. And I want to make sure that they see the familiar portion that they're used to, but everything else is off the table. I just have a lot of fun surprising everybody.
Yeah, and I think some people may have been, you know, somewhat alienated by the word orchestra because, believe me, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, this is a rock show, and it is the talent, the singing and the performing on instruments of the artists that just blow me away every year. They are so into it, and they're so damn good.
Oh, they're the best of the best. I mean, I have, you know, 7 or 8 people in the band. We have a 6-piece string section. Then I got 10 of the world's greatest singers. And then you got 85 people underneath and behind the stage who bring the thing to life every day. You know, so it's a fantastic family. It's a fantastic team. And I'm proud to be part of it. But it's funny what you said about the orchestra part. For the first couple of years I started doing press, you know, I'd speak to whomever and they said, "Oh, your English is very good." I'm like, "Huh?" You know, they legit thought I was from Siberia with a fiddle. You know, no, not quite.
Yeah, you know, as the show evolves, you do tend to develop a bond with some of the frontline performers. And, you know, you definitely have your favorites by the end of the show.
Well, you know what? The interesting thing about this band is that individually, each person on that stage is individually incredible.
Yeah.
But the maturity that we possess as musicians in this particular situation is that they all realize that they're all here to serve the song. And it becomes a selfless presentation, if you will. It's not look at me, look at me, look at me. It's look at us. Listen to the story. Listen to how the characters are unfurling their dilemmas. You know, and I think that's what the audience really latches onto, because it's a very honest presentation, not a bunch of individual soloists,
right,
but an ensemble bringing. Basically, we're presenting a soundtrack to underscore Paul O'Neill's story. And that's very difficult without the visual.
And let's talk about the story. This year, it's The Ghosts of Christmas Eve and the Best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra and more.
Mm-hmm.
There is a story here, and there is there's an unbelievable narrator. This year, is it Brian Hicks?
No, Philip Brandon is with us.
Philip Brandon, okay.
In New Orleans, it'll be Philip's going on, I think, 18 to 20 years with us now, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, well,
Brandon,
he is,
the
narrator is phenomenal, and I want everybody to know that it's not just music and lights, but the music and lights are woven into this story that sometimes
it brings you
chills when you follow the story. And when you go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you really have to just relax and just focus and let the story happen before you.
Exactly. What I ask people to do is, like, you walk into that arena, you shake the world off your shoulders, and there's a lot going on in the world to shake off.
Yes.
And for the 2 hours and 20 minutes or so, we're celebrating Christmas Eve together in a very Frank Capra-esque type tale. You know, The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the short version is that it's about a teenage runaway on Christmas Eve who just wants to go home. She doesn't know why she ran away. She don't remember. The parents don't remember why she left. They just want their baby girl back.
Oh, man.
Now, this resonates with everybody because, as you know, my brother, everybody misses somebody.
Yep.
And it's magnified around the holidays.
Yes, it is.
You know, there's an empty chair at everyone's dining room table, and there's no escaping that hole in your heart. And that's what makes Paul's story so important. Leonard Bernstein had this fantastic quote about Beethoven, saying that, you know, the art, great art, Beethoven's great art was always accessible, okay, but never commonplace, never banal.
Yeah.
And that kind of put me back on my heels, because everybody understands Paul's stories, but there's nothing ordinary about them.
Yeah.
Completely accessible. You think that the story is about you.
Yeah, you do.
You can't help it.
And you can totally relate to the story. There are times that I would get chills, you know, following the story. And then the music is so profoundly integrated into it all.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's a soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know, if you put on The Hunt for Red October, that submarine chase isn't so cool without Hans Zimmer's soundtrack, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's part of the musicianship that I love the most, is by one or two notes being changed subtly, it changes the mood of the story.
And you can tell that everybody on that stage, especially you, love what they do.
More than anything, with the exception of my family. You know, my very dear friends, I love this as much as that, because if Paul is TSO's father, then I was the weird uncle, you know. And I watched this thing open its eyes, and I fell in love with it instantly and continue to love it. You know, it's like one of my children. You know, my oldest son is 38 years old, all right, and will forever be my baby boy. You know,
yeah,
he gave me my first grandchild last year, but he's still my little boy. That's what this thing is. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
How much rehearsing do you do for each tour?
A lot. We start our meetings the second week of January, and we kind of scratch our heads, my two managers, one or two of the department heads, and myself, and we'll sit there, and we'll just go over stuff and go over stuff and go over stuff. And what can we do musically different? What can we do visually different? Okay. Once we get that kind of outline, then I start, you know, getting a hold of everybody in the band and saying, get this tune in your hands, get this song. I want, thinking about having you sing this. And we talk about it right through probably the end of the summer. And then we converge in Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is just over the river from Omaha, Nebraska. And that's where we do a solid month of production rehearsals. We're not learning the material then. We're executing the material then.
All right. So, Al, let me just take one brief moment and share some of the music from the album The Ghost of Christmas Eve, which is available. It's on Spotify and where you get your music. This is a familiar Christmas song. You'll recognize the song. But this is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I just so admire the musicians who do this every year. Now, Al, we're going to see this in the context of the holidays and the spirit is in the air, but you guys are putting this together and rehearsing when it's not even close to the holiday time or Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So do you do anything special to get in the holiday mood while you're creating this?
You know, no, not particularly the holiday mood, but again, as an artist, just being vulnerable enough to be honest with what the task at hand calls for, if you follow me. You know, it doesn't need to be snowing out for me to do this, you know. What I need to do is get lost in the moment musically, yeah, and the poetry and the lyric and the story, you know. So, you know, it's like Santa Claus and Sizzles, if you will, working all year long for the big night.
Well, that's right. Yeah. What's the biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge is forgetting about perfection and letting the art be the art. That, you know, as a perfectionist, there's really no such thing as perfecting music or any art form. There's just, you know, the way you execute it to the best of your ability and emotionally, honestly. So I always vacillate between being, well, maybe I bent that note a little flat. But you know what? In the moment, that's where it went.
Yeah.
So, you know, letting go of what's in the rearview mirror and concentrating on moving forward and just doing good work.
Because the great part of the audience is not going to notice any of those things. And if it bothers you, then it's going to impact the rest of the show.
Exactly. I go every so often, you know, listen, it's live rock and roll at the end of the day. You know, so maybe a cello is a little out of tune here, or something misfires in the pyro department. And I just look and I smile at the crew guys, or I smile at the people in the band. I was like, yeah, good. Now they know we're playing live. Let's keep going. Because now we're going to have fun.
Yeah. You know, let me share another bit of a cut from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the new album, The Ghost of Christmas Eve. This is A Christmas Dream. And Al, I noticed that not only do all of the singers have great voices, but boy, they really passionately act out the song.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul Evans said, you know, he always would say, bring my lyrics to life, and the audience won't look at you as a singer. They'll look at you as the character in the story.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this this new version of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And again, if you somehow relate this to an orchestra when you were forced to go to orchestras when you were a kid, man, blow that out of your brain, because that's not what this is about. Trans-Siberian Orchestra just kicks ass. It is a rock show. It's a light show. It's great music with really talented people woven around a story this year of a young girl who's a runaway, and she just gets to the point where she just wants to go home. Christmas
That's
Eve.
It.
The Ghost of Christmas Eve. I can't wait to see it. Al, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Always a pleasure, my friend. All my love to your family for the holidays, and I'll see you soon.
Same to you, Al.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.